Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter, Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's episode is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. Thanks so much for your support. Now it's time for today's episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And I'll warn you, the sound quality is poor, and I know Andrew will do all he can, but just be advised, here is the temperamental tote board matter.
Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, present for your listening enjoyment, John Lund as...
Johnny Dollar.
Ben Gordon, Johnny. Got a strange one.
Now, who's the deceased and where did it happen?
Well, his name's Luis Alvarado, a $50,000 life policy. He's a bachelor, his brother Jose is the beneficiary, and the two of them own a racetrack in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Well, outside of the fact that not too many people own racetracks, what's so strange about it?
Now, an exercise boy found him under the tote board in the infield at 6 this morning. He had a .38 caliber bullet hole in his chest and a winning ticket and a long shot in his hand. Well, Johnny?
Well, I guess there's nothing stranger than a winning ticket on a long shot. Is that?
The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum bring you John Lund and another adventure of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum present these weekly adventures of Johnny Dollar because they know that millions of you enjoy Johnny Dollar. That's true of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, too. It's an enjoyed by millions, day in and day out. People find that the chewing on a smooth, delicious piece of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum somehow will make time pass more pleasantly. Whether you're working, driving, shopping, or just taking things easy, that good, tasty chewing gives you enjoyment and satisfaction. So always keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. And whenever you want a refreshing, delicious treat, chew it thick. You'll like it. Really will.
Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Home Office, Washingtonian Life Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the temperamental tote board that matter. Expense account item 1, $147.35. Airfare between Hartford and San Juan, Puerto Rico. I checked in at the Caribe Hilton and then made my way to police headquarters where I introduced myself to Capitano Cardenas, captain of police.
It is perhaps unfortunate you did not check with us by telephone before coming down, Senor Dollar. You might have saved yourself the trip.
Oh, why is that, Captain?
It is our belief that the insurance of Senor Luis Alvarado has no bearing whatsoever upon his murder.
Well, what does have a...
Perhaps you have heard of Anthony Randolph.
Randolph? Is that the same Tony Randolph who's connected with the Miami gambling syndicate?
It is. It is here now in San Juan. And for several weeks, it has been attempting to persuade the Alvarado brothers to sell him an interest in the track.
How does he make him out?
2 days ago, Senor Luis Alvarado almost physically threw him out of his office.
Now Louis is dead.
Yes.
Well, have you got anything besides the possible motive?
Senor Alvarado was last seen by his employees working in his office and the track closed at the 6 o'clock last night. The death was caused by a 38 caliber bullet, and the time of the death was approximately 4 o'clock this morning.
Where was Tony Randolph at that time?
According to himself and three of his personal friends, he was asleep in his room at the Condado Beach Hotel. That's a questionable alibi.
Yeah. I understand that Alvarado's body was found under the tote board in the infield. Is that where he was killed?
We have no conclusive evidence either way.
Now, what about that winning ticket on a long shot he had in his hand?
It was a $10 ticket on Bella Maria, the winner of the fourth race yesterday. The price was $72 to win.
Ah, not bad. Any idea what he was doing with the ticket?
No, but it would hardly seem to have any bearing on the murder.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it is possible our suspicions are wrong concerning this Anthony Randolph. However, I still do not believe you will find the insurance to be the most.
You seem pretty sure of that, Captain.
Why? Luis and Jose Alvarado were always very close. Not only as partners in the race, but in other business ventures, but personally as well. After all, they were brothers.
Yeah? So were Cain and Abel. Expense account item 2 to $2 and cab fare out to the Descanso racetrack. I got there between the fifth and sixth races, made my way to the west wing of the clubhouse, where the Alvarado brothers had their private office.
Well,
that's
about
it, isn't it? Oh, hello. Is Senor Alvarado in?
Oh, I regret, Senor, but it is not. I am Maria Roldan, whose confidence is essential to me. Maybe there anything I could do for you?
When will he be back, Miss Roldan?
Not for several hours, Senor Gomez.
Sounds like you were expecting me.
But of course. Once they had word that we were arriving. Oh, how terribly unfortunate it is his absence makes it necessary for me to work here this afternoon.
Oh, why is that?
Well, part of my duties consists of acting as hostess when we have a special guest. They seem to think I make it a rather pleasant impression upon them.
Yeah, I can see why. Too bad we'll have to postpone it.
But perhaps not have any longer than 8 o'clock this evening. At Avenida Piedra, number 49.
That's an easy number to remember. Expense account item 3, $1.85, cab fare to the Condado Beach Hotel. I found Tony Randolph on a private patio overlooking the beach. He came completely equipped with slim trunks, dark glasses, and three close-mouthed bodyguards hovering obtrusively in the background.
Sure, I'll be glad to tell you what I can, Mr. Dollar, but don't figure why you came to see me.
Well, you were trying to buy an interest in the Descanso racetrack from the Alvarados.
Yeah, that's right. I came down here on a little vacation, saw about the plant. It looked pretty good, so I figured I might invest a few bucks in it.
How are you making out?
Well, you know how these things are. It takes a good little time. The boys have been playing hard to get, trying to raise the price. But they're getting on okay.
A little fuss with Louis Alvarado at the office the other day.
What fuss? We were just clowning around, that's all. Just clowning around.
Uh-huh. I don't suppose you'd have any idea who killed him.
Me? How could I know anything like that? I just met the guy when I came down here. All I know is he seemed a nice guy, had a nice plant here, and I wanted to go in with him. How would I have any idea who'd want to kill him?
Just thought I'd ask.
That's okay, Mr. Dollar. You got a 50 grand insurance investment. Before you pay off, you want to make sure everything's on the up and up. I'll blame you one bit. And I'll tell you what I'll do for you.
Yeah? What's that?
I got a few connections. Some more friends, only a couple of things, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, sometimes we get to talking about things like that. Shooting the breeze, nothing better to do. If I hear anything, I'll let you know.
However, that'll be just great.
Mm-hmm.
Expense account item 4, $1.85. Cab fare back to the Descanso racetrack. After that rather fruitless interview with Tony Randolph, I was hoping that Jose Alvarado would be back and I might have better luck with him. But as I approached Alvarado's office, Captain Cardenas came hurrying out.
Oh, Senor Dollar, you are just in time.
Yeah, for what?
My office just called. There is a shooting for home of Jose Alvarado. And the report was phoned in to my office by his son, Tomas.
What did he have to say?
He was rather agitated and did not talk long enough to give details. He merely reported that there had been a shooting and requested that an ambulance be sent to the house immediately.
Tomas Alvarado was waiting at the house to greet us. And so was a corpse stretched out on the living room floor. A .38 caliber revolver laying beside an outstretched hand. Tomas did the honors.
His name is Julio Mendoza, a former employee of ours at the track. Why he should have done such an insane thing, I do not know.
Well, just what did he do, Mr. Alvarado?
I do not know what started it. I was in the library going over the list of pallbearers for my uncle's funeral when I heard the angry voices arguing in here.
Your father's voice and Mendoza?
Si. There was a sound like a blow, and I heard my father cry out. I took a gun from the desk and came in here.
That .45 Colt automatic on the table over there?
Si. As I came running in, Mendoza fired a shot at me. I fired one in return, and he fell. Then I ran over to my father.
He was alive, Senor Alvarado.
He was unconscious. He has a bad heart. Whether it was a blow or the excitement of the argument, I do not know. I put in the call for an ambulance and took my father to the hospital. And then you were there.
You said Mendoza was a former employee.
That is correct. He was a thermoneutral machine operator. He was discharged yesterday by my Uncle Luis for stealing. Now, obviously, there is some connection between that, the scene with my father, and possibly my uncle's death.
Fortunately, there is no need to speculate. When your father regains consciousness, he can tell us.
Might not hurt to speculate about one thing, Captain.
What is that, Senor Dollar?
That bit of pasteboard under Mendoza's arm. Looks like a paramutual ticket to me.
It is, Senor. $10 win ticket in the fourth race yesterday. Number 214, Bella Maria.
When the homicide men arrived, Tomas Alvarado dictated a statement to them and then left for the hospital. Captain Cardenas went to headquarters. I went back to the Hilton. Expense account item 5, $6.75. Drinks and sandwiches on the hotel veranda while waiting for 8 o'clock and my rendezvous with Maria Roldan. My peaceful contemplation of the view was interrupted by 2 phone calls. The first was from Captain Cardenas.
We have just received a report from the listings, Senor Dollar. Julio Mendoza's gun is the same one which killed Senor Luis Alvarado. Obviously, our case is closed.
The second call was from Tony Randolph. That took a little longer. Where did you hear that, Randolph?
I told you I had connections, didn't I?
Yeah, so you did.
Well, the word around town is you got the wrong cookie.
Very interesting. What else does the word have to say?
Nothing much. Only that somebody's figured out a way of beating the races. Maybe if you find out who it is and how it's done, you'll have your man.
You have any suggestions?
Yeah, one. Ask Jose Alvarado.
No matter what kind of work you do, there are bound to be times when the job seems monotonous. You feel tense and restless, and you need something to give you a boost. Well, you'll be surprised how helpful a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum can be at times like that. You see, chewing on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a natural way to ease tension and relieve that feeling of restlessness. The easy chewing gives you satisfaction. You get a nice little lift out of it.
And Wrigley's spearmint gum tastes good, too. Its flavor is lively, refreshing spearmint, a flavor millions enjoy. Try it and see for yourself. Get a few packages of Wrigley's spearmint chewing gum and chew a stick from time to time while you work. Chewing this delicious gum will make your job seem easier and pleasanter. It really will. And now with our star, John Lund, we bring you the second act of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account item 6, $1.75. Cab fare to Avenida Piedras number 49, a swank, ultra-modern apartment building in the newer Santurce section. It smelled money, and so did the lush evening gown Maria was wearing as she greeted me.
How nice of you to be so prompt, John. I'm sure even a bit early.
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't mind.
Oh, how could I mind? As you see, I'm already dressed. And when a woman is dressed and ready when her escort arrives, it usually indicates she's traveling safe to her.
Yeah. What I'm trying to figure out is why.
You should know, Americano. You're always looking for a reason, for motivation. Is it not enough that a woman finds you attractive and wishes to spend some time in your company?
Well, I suppose it could be.
But if it's not?
In this case, no.
I was afraid this evening would not turn out as pleasantly as I thought.
I'm sorry.
There's no need to be. After all, you're down here on business. I can understand. I will answer your questions as best I can.
Thanks. Well, suppose we start with Luis Alvarado's murder and those Bella Maria wind tickets.
Johnny, are you familiar with the operation of a fine mutual trust?
As familiar as I want to be.
Well, then you know it operates like a complicated adding machine. As each ticket is punched out and sold, the totals appear on the illuminated board in the infield. At the end of each race, the amount of money that has been bet is paid out on the winning horses. It is a foolproof system, entirely automatic. Neither more nor less money than has been bet can be paid out.
Well, you've spelled it out pretty clearly. Now, why?
Johnny, $21,000 was bet on the fourth race yesterday. As of 6 o'clock this afternoon, more than $26,000 had been paid out on winning tickets.
Over $5,000 more than had been bet.
See?
You sure about that?
I saw the head bookkeeper's seat in front of the court in front.
Was the overage all paid out on $10 win tickets on Bella Maria?
See, it was.
Has this ever happened before?
I do not know. Only Jose and Luis ever see the figures. It is only because I was there alone today that I happened to see them.
Uh-huh. What does Tomas Alvarado do at the track?
Well, he has charge of the guard and protection service.
And Julio Mendoza?
He operated a very neutral machine.
At a $10 window?
See?
Very interesting.
So interesting that it will interfere with our plans for the season?
There'll be other nights, Maria. Expense account item 7, $2.40. Cab fare to police headquarters. Captain Cardenas didn't seem to be too impressed with my latest information.
No, Senor Dollar, I do not believe it is possible. I can think of no way in which the Pari Mutuel system could be fixed.
Well, the extra $5,000 paid out on Bella Maria must mean something.
We have only the word of Senorita Roldan that such a sum was paid out.
Well, the bookkeeper could verify it.
I will check on it, of course, Senor Dollar. But this much I can tell you now. It is mechanically impossible to fix the tote board or to punch out any tickets after the race begins.
What about forgery?
Well, that too would be virtually impossible. Each ticket has an especial picture code printed upon it, and the codes are changed with every race.
That sounds pretty foolproof, doesn't it?
Believe me, it is, Senor Dollar. And even if it were not, what possible connection could all this have with the murder of Luis Alvarado?
I wish you hadn't asked that, Captain. It's been bothering me, too. I borrowed a headquarters car from Cardenas to take the burden off the cab fare items on this expense account and drove out to the Condado Beach Hotel. Tony Randolph was in the gambling casino. His mood wasn't quite as expansive as it had been earlier that day.
Okay, Dollar, what's on your mind now? And make it snappy, will you? I've got things to do.
You sound like the dice have been biting the hand that rolls them.
So they're cold. Come on, let's get on with it.
Sure. Just tell me who you're gunning for, and you can go back to the table.
You better clean up that crack dollar and give it to me straight.
You're no philanthropist, Randolph. You didn't pass along the word this afternoon out of the kindness of your heart.
What's it to you why I pass? If it's straight, it gets you off the hook, darn it.
Even if it's not, it could get you off one, too.
That's supposed to mean something?
Yeah. If Jose Alvarado is sent up for the murder of his brother, you might have an easier job getting hold of that racetrack stuff.
And you'd save that $50,000 in insurance. So where's your beef, darling?
No beef, if it works out that way.
Why don't you make sure it does?
Well, maybe I need a little professional advice.
Just take a walk outside.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Dollar, let out.
Well, it could be like this. Somebody figures a way to beat the mutual. Luis Alvarado tumbles to it, so he's kept quiet with a .38 caliber slug.
That could make sense.
Only they tell me the mutuals can't be beat.
They could be wrong.
How wrong?
There's no law against cashing winning tickets a day or two after the race.
Well, you'd have to get the tickets first.
Or print them yourself.
What's it take to do that?
You have to get into the track when it's closed. Get hold of the codes and a roll of ticket paper. And know how to operate one of the machines without flashing a tote board.
Takes a lot of doing.
Not with your head man at the track.
Yeah.
Anything else on your mind, Don?
No, I don't think so.
I do not know, Senor Dollar. It is still a theory without proof.
Well, the bookkeeper should be able to supply us with some.
No, I am afraid not.
Oh? Why?
He was called away from the track after the seventh race. From family business, he died in a traffic accident on the way.
You're sure it was an accident?
Oh, there is no question.
Uh-huh.
An unfortunate occurrence for us.
Yeah, even tougher for him.
Yes. Of course, we can always check the records at the track, and in that way... Your pardon.
Sure, go ahead.
Capitan Cardenas.
Si?
Gracias. I think perhaps you will find this of interest, Senor Dollar.
What is it?
A gun found beside Mendoza's body. It is registered to Senor Jose Alvarado.
Before leaving the office with Captain Cardenas, I found time for one short telephone call.
Hello?
I think I'll be able to drop around in about an hour, Maria.
I will be waiting.
The hospital told us that Jose Alvarado's condition was still too critical to allow questioning. So the captain and I went out to the Descanso racetrack instead. The full moon was taking a siesta behind a bank of clouds, and the dim, shadowy bulk of the grandstand looked deserted. The watchman at the gate assured us that no one had entered the track since closing time.
I think perhaps we are being rather foolish, Senor Dollar. There is nothing to be learned out here at this hour of the night.
What about the bookkeeper's report?
It could wait until the morning.
Maybe it wouldn't be there by then.
That is a possibility, of course. However, the hospital assures me that Senor Alvarado could not be released for some time.
Well, it won't do any harm to look.
Wait a minute. In there, behind that ticket case, the light.
Yeah.
What would anyone be doing in there?
Operating one of the paramutual machines
by hand. There is an entrance to the city of the fish palace. We have here. Can you see who it is?
The police! Stand still!
All right!
So, it was Tomas
Alvarado.
Call for an ambulance. I'm hurt. An ambulance. I don't want to die out here.
I don't think your Uncle Luis wanted to either. On the way to the hospital, Tomas Alvarado gave us a confession to the murders of Luis Alvarado and Julio Mendoza. Both were motivated by their separate discoveries of Tomas's little plan for getting rich off his father's racetrack. When the surgeon finally convinced him he wasn't going to die, he decided to retract and left a few details unanswered. But he had told us enough to satisfy Captain Cardenas.
So it was as I told you in the beginning, Senor Dollar. The insurance had nothing to do with this matter.
Yeah, but you've got to admit Jose Alvarado was involved.
Apparently only to the extent of a blackmail attempt by Julio Mendoza. However, that need be no concern of yours. The unfinished business we will take care of in due time.
Say, that reminds me. I've got a little unfinished business of my own. Maria was waiting for me as agreed. She's even more lush and lovely than she had earlier. She recommended a nightclub, and on our way downtown, I gave her a short resume of what had happened.
So it was Tomas who was responsible.
Why that?
He could have had everything he wanted. He wasn't even willing to wait for
him. His father's money, you mean?
Yes. It would have come to him in time. To do this, deliberately rob and murder because he wanted the money now.
Well, who knows? Maybe somebody talks them into it. Maybe it's for some woman. Maybe both together.
I suppose that it's true. Oh, well, then why should we concern ourselves about it now? This is our night, Johnny. There will be nothing more to spoil it.
Yeah, I think that was probably it.
What?
A combination. Some woman talking him into it. He had to be working with somebody. He couldn't have cashed all those extra tickets himself. It'd be a dead giveaway. So somebody else helped him to spread them around.
Oh, Johnny, you're talking about business again.
What did you do with the tickets, Maria? Sell them at a discount to some fence?
I'm not being very funny, Johnny. If this is your idea of a pleasant
evening... It's not good, Maria. You tipped it when you said you saw the bookkeeper's figures at the end of the racing day. Too bad you didn't know he'd left the track at the end of the seventh race.
Yes.
It was a good try of keeping your own skirts clean, but it didn't work out.
Johnny, take it to police headquarters.
Yeah. Let's go in, shall we? Expense account item 8, $38.15. Hotel bill and miscellaneous. Expense account item 9, $152.10, airfare back to Hartford. Expense account total, $354.95. Remarks, Jose Alvarado was still too ill the next day to have any visitors, so I left Puerto Rico without seeing him. Perhaps it's just as well. How can you give a man $50,000 with one hand and take away his son with the other? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Welcome back. I couldn't help but feeling that the name of the police inspector was somehow being mispronounced. However, I'll give Johnny Dollar the benefit of the doubt on this one. All right, well, we turn to listener comments and feedback. And Mary writes, I like all your shows. Keep up the good work. Thanks so much, Mary. I do have a couple quick notes before we go. Next month's going to be our listener support campaign. And I'd love to hear from you what types of items you'd like to have included as thank you gifts. I've thought about adding for our U.S. listeners, like packs of actual mystery books, at some of the favorites I read in the last year, or some specifically with Nero Wolfe. You can take a look at our current list at support.greatdetectives.net. The campaign does not start till later on in the month of February. But if you have some suggestions, email them to me. I'd love to hear what you think we could add. And it's at box13@greatdetectives.net. Be sure and rate the show on iTunes. I appreciate we've got 171 iTunes ratings, plus more on some of the individual shows. But you can rate the show. We appreciate reviews, but they're not required. But from Boise, Idaho, that'll do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with the lineup, and then join us back here next Friday for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And this is Adam Graham signing off.